News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump campaigning in Georgia and North Carolina today. Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan. Jackie Quinn reports both are reaching out to working class voters.
When unions are strong, America is strong.
Vice President Kamala Harris outside Detroit, speaking with union firefighters about the benefits of collective bargaining, denouncing former President Trump as a union buster.
And he's trying to gaslight people all over our country. But we know the facts.
Trump was in Michigan Thursday.
We're going to bring so many car manufacturing plants.
Working class voters could tip the scales in this year's election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
By a slim margin, the International Association of Firefighters declined to back any candidate in this year's presidential race. At Friday prayers, Iran's supreme leader praised this week's missile strike on Israel and said the country's ready to do it again. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports President Biden had some terse words for Israel's leader today.
The president says no American administration has helped Israel more than his.
Maybe you should remember that.
Asked if he thinks Benjamin Netanyahu's trying to influence next month's election outcome by holding up a Mideast peace deal.
I don't know, but I'm not counting on that.
That came after Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy said he worries Netanyahu has little interest in a deal, in part because of U.S. politics. Israel is vowing to retaliate for this week's Iranian ballistic missile attack. The president says there's no decision yet on what type of response. But
if I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives than striking oil fields.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israeli strikes targeting Hezbollah hit Lebanon again, the suburbs of Beirut, and the main border crossing into Syria. Economic news, American employers added a robust 254,000 jobs in September, while unemployment dropped to 4.1%. This is AP News. Baseball's divisional series are all set. Craig Heiss previews the American League.
It'll be a battle of division rivals at Progressive Field in Cleveland Saturday when the Tigers square off against the Guardians in the American League Divisional Series. The Guardians are well rested, having had 5 days off as winners of the Central Division. The Tigers took down the Astros in a two-game wild card sweep. First pitch is scheduled for 1:08. Saturday night at 6:38, it's game one between the AL East champion Yankees as they welcome in the Kansas City Royals. Gerrit Cole will pitch for the Yankees, while the Royals will counter with Michael Wacha. I'm Craig Heist.
In the National League, the Phillies host the Mets tomorrow afternoon after New York eliminated the Brewers with a 4-2 victory last night. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso.
All winter, spring training, you train and work for these type of moments in the postseason.
And out west, it's the Padres in L.A. to face the Dodgers. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.